Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm just going to ask you some questions, you know, along the lines of what's going on in your life. How is the coronavirus affecting you? Are you going to work? Are you staying at home? What is actually going on in your world? And I'll tell you what, if you want to share a little bit of what's going on in your world, and more importantly, if you want to share a little bit of what you're doing in real estate investing, you can call in today at 855-497-4335. Again, that number is 855-497-4335. And I'll tell you what, you know, if your topic is off topic, in other words, if I'm talking about one thing and you want to talk about something else, yeah, I'm cool with that, you know. We can always shift gears because at the end of the day, I'm here to assist you. That's my complete function in life. I am here to assist you. My role is to help get you focused on retiring in 5 years or less, not using 401ks, IRAs, or pensions for your retirement, and teaching you how to utilize passive income to replace your ordinary income. That ordinary income is considered your W-2 pay, you know, that stuff you get for going to your J-O-B. We want to teach you how to, you know, if you go to your J-O-B, it's because you want to go to your J-O-B, not because you have to go to your J-O-B. Big difference there. And I'll tell you, there are some competencies, some core competencies in real estate investing that you really need to take into consideration. You want to know what they are? Okay, I'll share them with you because it's at the end of the day, I'm here to help you, right? So they are education, goal setting, mentors, networking and sharing information, and giving back. And those are all tools that I think you need to have in your toolkit in order to be a successful real estate investor. So let's kick this thing off by talking a little bit about goals and objectives. Now, you know for a fact that education is very important. I'm gonna bounce off of the education piece throughout the episode today. But right now, I'm gonna talk specifically about goals and goal setting. You know, there's a term out there called SMART. Have you heard of it? SMART stands for, let's see, what does SMART stand for? My brain just went dead on me. SMART is a system that makes sure your goals are specific, measurable, attainable, reasonable, and timed. Again, that's SMART. That's an acronym for specific, measurable, attainable, reasonable, and timed. And using that SMART technique can help any investor narrow their focus and get the most out of their real estate investments. So what am I talking about? Well, let's start with the S. Let's start with the specific. Goals must be specific. The term real estate investing covers a wide range of investing styles. Yeah, it could cover fix and flips, it can cover wholesale stuff, it can cover turnkey investing, and it can cover different types of real estate, single family, multifamily, commercial, and creating specific goals can help an investor stay on course among a myriad of potential pathways. So let me give you a couple of specific ways to go about goal setting, and then I'll talk a little bit about those investing styles and the real estate types in a moment. Now, a non-specific goal, and this is a goal that my son would normally use, is this. I want to make money investing in real estate. Okay, I get it. But this goal provides no direction on how or where money will be made. It is simply, in my opinion, it's a random thought. Now, to make that goal very specific, you would want to say something like this. I want to purchase 10 single-family rental properties in the next 36 months that generate enough cash flow to replace my current annual income. Now, that is a specific goal. It provides a timeline of when it will be achieved, and it's measurable. You can measure that, and your goals must be measurable. I mean, that's the M in SMART. So it goes without saying, everybody wants to make money on an investment. Investors do not invest to lose money, unless you're in California. Don't get me started on that. A measurable goal is something that can be quantified, like a specific number of properties that will be purchased or the return on investment that an investor expects. Okay, so let me give you an unmeasurable goal, the one that, you know, most of you have that you shouldn't have. Here it is. You ready? I want to be the top real estate investor in my area. Yeah. Not measurable. Yeah. The goal is unmeasurable because it really doesn't mean anything. A top investor could be the one who closes the most deals or the one who has the most monthly income. I don't know what it means. Now, a measurable goal would be something along this lines. I want to purchase 4 investment properties with a 6% or higher annual rate of return on investment. While this may seem simple, that's the beauty of a measurable goal. The point is to have a benchmark to measure against. When an investor sets their goals, they can easily check to see if they're on track or not. And if goals aren't measurable, they simply can't be met. Setting a goal that can't be measured is like, well, it's just like setting an unreasonable and unattainable goal. It's going to do you more harm than it's going to do you good. So let's talk about the A in SMART. Goals must be attainable. That's right. Ambition is every real estate investor's friend. It's the trait that drives an entrepreneur to be successful. But real estate investors need to remember to reach their goals or to keep their goals within reach. Creating unattainable goals only sets an investor up for certain failure that may hinder their desire to try again in the future. So let me give you an unattainable goal. All right, ready? I want to make $100,000 in my first real estate deal. Yeah, that was the goal. Well, while it's possible to make $100,000 on a real estate transaction, it's not always obtainable, especially for a first-time investor. Factors like market demand or properties available can impact that goal. And simply focusing on the big number should not be a part of real estate goal setting. Now, an attainable goal is something along this lines. I want to secure a property with positive cash flow and potential for appreciation. This is an attainable goal because an investor can control when they want to buy, where they want to buy, and the price that they pay. Now, I'll tell you, we've got a couple more goal setting things that we need to cover, but we're only through the SMART. So tune in on the next segment, and we will cover realistic goals and timed goals. We'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, during the break, I was sending a note to my congressman because Congress missed a chance to protect apartment owners. And, you know, at the end of the end, I can't talk. I can't get the words out. There we go. We can't let it happen again. What am I talking about? Well, you know, there was some stuff that came out in the stimulus bill that was supposed to benefit small business owners and basically everybody. But at the end of the day, it kind of completely overlooked the entire apartment industry. I mean, we've got... There's a what's called an EIDL loan and grant and a PPP loan, which were not available to landlords. They're available only to third-party management companies that do not have common ownership with the property or entity that owns the property. Now, the problem with that is this. Most of us that are invested in apartments not only own the entity managing the properties, we also are the owners of the assets. So basically what they're saying is because we're not using third-party management, something that they probably have some sort of control over that we don't know about. They kind of wrote us out. Now, we are aggressive. We are working through the National Apartment Association to get this remedied. So if you would like to, you know, check this out, go to the National Apartment Association website. It's naahq.org, and there is an advocacy section. Check that out, and you're going to find the ability to reach out to your congresspeople to tell them, hey, this is wrong. You need to fix this. Do it. Take action. That's what we're all about at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're all about taking action. And by the way, I'm going to make this an open line telephone call-in show. If that's what you want to do, if you would like to call in, cool. If you're listening to me on the podcast, don't call in because it's already been recorded. Yeah, I know, bad humor, but the jokes don't get better, and that's just the way it is. So if you would like to call in, you can do so at 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4335. Don't worry about whatever topic I'm talking about. You know, if you want to talk about how things are going with you and your family during the coronavirus, if you want to talk about, you know, things that are affecting your rental properties, if you're just concerned about, you know, becoming an investor right now because, you know, the market seems to be turned on its head, you can call in. We can talk about that. Or if you prefer, you can just send me an email. Now, a lot of you just like to send me an email, you know, and I think it's a great way to communicate because number one, it lets you sit down and put your thoughts together. You can start typing out your message. If you don't like the way it's being phrased or you don't like the tone of the message, you can always back it out. Whereas, you know, if you call up on the radio, you know, I got you live and it's going to be what it's going to be. So, all I'm saying is that you can get a hold of me either way. You can call the radio show live at 855-497-4335, or you can send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. Any question is fair game. Don't ask me any very personal questions. I will not answer those. I'm kind of a private person, but you can ask me anything real estate related, and I'll tell you what, I will answer you myself. I don't have somebody that does that stuff for me. I answer all my correspondence myself. And you know, if your question is a good one, not that any of the questions you would ask are not good ones, but if it's a question that I think is good for radio content, I'll bring it onto the show. I mean, I got a question from one of my loyal listeners, you know, was talking about the Black Swan events. And I'll tell you what, he was right. And I did the show about it. And all of a sudden, a few days later, the whole market collapsed. Everything just went into the dumps. And you know where that show came from? It came from a listener. It came from a listener that was listening to the show that had some great content to suggest. And you know what? He suggested it. And you know what? He was right. So good job, Jason. There's a props for you, buddy. Yeah, by the way, Jason has become a friend of mine because we have been corresponding back and forth a little bit. He comes up with these great ideas and he shoots them at me. And sometimes he's right on target as far as timing. Sometimes he's a day late. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. Because he's trying, because he is communicating with me. He is sharing information with me. That is what we are doing. We're sharing information with each other. I'll tell you, it's got to do with networking, and I'm kind of getting ahead of myself right now because I want to get back into what, you know, SMART goals are. The acronym SMART stands for, excuse me, my brain just went dead again, specific, measurable, attainable, reasonable, and timed. Now, we talked about specific, measurable, and attained, so we need to get into the reasonable and timed portion. So goals need to be realistic. Goals can hurt an investor when they are not realistic. Unrealistic goals are a lot like unattainable goals. However, an unrealistic goal goes beyond out of reach and into the impossible zone. I mean, it goes into the way out there zone. You're not going to get there. So let me give you an idea of what an unrealistic goal is. I want to manage all of my rental properties and fix and flips to cut down on costs while working a full day job. Well, first of all, that whole statement there is just stupid. Okay. I'll just be very clear there, because that's not really investing. That's another JOB. And by the way, it sounds like the guy has two JOBs, because he's working on fixing and flipping properties, and he's working a full-time job. And then he's trying to have rental properties on top of it. So he's got the junk drawer approach going. But no matter how motivated a real estate investor is, they can't add more hours to the day. You just can't do it. This goal, attempting to build a real estate investing business with no outside support, not realistic, not realistic at all. So here's a realistic goal for you. I want to maximize my profits through partnering with the best team of property managers. That's pretty realistic. It is still possible to achieve positive cash flow while working with a property manager. If the numbers add up, an investor can still realize positive cash flow while outsourcing the day-to-day work to a property manager. When taking part in real estate goal setting, a reasonable investor should take inventory of their resources and set goals that correspond to the time and money on hand. Which leads me to the final component of this, the SMART concept, which is goals must be timed. Many real estate investors work for themselves, so timing goals is critical. By setting timed check-ins, investors can ensure that they're meeting their goals. So let me give you an untimed goal. I want to call as many leads as possible. This goal isn't timed because there is no end date. Is this a daily goal, a weekly goal, lifetime goal? In addition to it not being timed, this goal is also unmeasurable. So let me give you a timed goal. By the end of this month, I want to call 20 lead investors. This goal gets points for being both timed and measurable. Setting a monthly quota for lead contact is an excellent way to parcel out all the work that goes along with investing in real estate. Time goals are especially important for investors who work in teams. They add structure to the dynamic world of real estate investing. And many investors jump into real estate investing with the long-term goal of financial stability and independence, and time goals offer a roadmap to achieve that goal. So we've talked about goal setting. We've talked about the SMART approach. When we come back, we're going to get into some more of the toolkits that you need for your real estate business.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're talking about real estate investing core competencies. These are things that I think you need to have in your toolkit in order to be successful as a real estate investor. Now, what are these things? Well, first of all, education. You've got to have a quality education. Without a quality real estate investing focused education, you're swimming with sharks. That's right. You're going to be swimming with sharks, and those sharks are going to feed on you when they choose to. Now, one of the things that we do is we teach you, if you're going to swim with sharks, how to swim with sharks, how to avoid being bit, how to avoid being harmed. And I'll tell you what, we do a great job of doing that. The other things that you need to have are goals. You need to be able to sit down and do goals. And I talked a little bit about the SMART approach, which is an acronym for a way to do goal setting. I won't go into what they are, because if you missed that portion of the show, you're just going to have to go to the podcast to get that information. Now, if you need to find the podcast, you can find them at lifestylesunlimited.com. Go to the radio button. All of our shows are there, to include the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Or if you choose, you can go to some of the other major podcast providers. I know I've been able to hear this show on Spotify. I've been able to hear it on iHeart. I've been able to hear it on TuneIn Radio. So, I mean, those are, I'm not trying to plug any of those particular apps. But what I am trying to tell you is that the content can be accessed through those apps. So some of the other things we need to talk about are mentors, networking and sharing of information, and giving back. So let's talk a little bit about mentors and why mentors are so important. So the first question that comes to mind is this: who, or maybe what, is a real estate mentor? Well, a real estate mentor is someone who works with you one-on-one to help you close deals on investment properties. They share with you their knowledge, their expertise, and the different methods that they use. They also help you as you're traveling down the map by keeping you focused on the map, keeping you from straying from the map. They give you advice on real estate investing from their experiences. So it's pretty cool having someone who guides you and helps you out, especially if you're new to the game. That's why we think mentoring is so important. However, don't think that a real estate investment mentor will do the job for you. They are there to advise you, and it's up to you to do the actual legwork. Some think a mentor should be, you know, a guide who helps them when needed, while others want a mentor to do all the work for them. There are also those that think a mentor will tell them exactly what to do at all times, and then when they don't get that, they give up. So don't get confused between what a mentor's job is and what your job is. Find a real estate investment mentor who will meet your specific needs. Now, I'll tell you what, we've got a bunch of them at Lifestyles Unlimited. We have dedicated mentors that are focused specifically on working for the membership. That is what they've dedicated their time to do, and they do a wonderful job at it. We have single family mentors, we have multifamily mentors, and I'll tell you what, they're all exceptional people that have just a ton of skill and everything you need. But let's say you don't want to choose a Lifestyles Unlimited mentor, you want to go at it on your own, which I think is dangerous, but if that's what you want to do, I'm not going to stop you. But I will be here to help you out if things go wrong for you. There are certain steps that you need to take in order to find a real estate investment mentor who will take your real estate investing career to the next level. Okay. You need to first identify what it is you want and you hope to achieve. Yeah. Now you know why I talked about all the goal setting stuff. You've got to go into that mentor with some goals laid out, okay? Some legitimate goals that are attainable, measurable, timely, you know, that SMART stuff we were talking about. Don't go to a meeting with a mentor, or don't even start a conversation with a mentor unless you have some at least idea of what it is you want to do. Then you need to determine whether or not your vision has credentials to meet your goals. Yeah, what did he just say? Yeah, you need to determine whether or not your vision has credentials to meet your goals. That means, are you just out of control with your vision, where you want to go? Is it reasonable? Is it attainable? Or have you set a unrealistic expectation for yourself that you cannot obtain? So, you know, here's an unrealistic expectation that I could never obtain. I am going to make $60 billion in the next 6 months. Now, could it happen? Oh, I suppose anything could happen. What's the likelihood of that happening? Yeah, not a bit. It's not going to happen. So make sure, you know, you keep those goals focused. You keep them where they need to be. You also need to be sure of the level of risk you're willing to tolerate, because real estate investing can be risky, especially if you do it wrong. Okay. There's always inherent risks in anything you do with investing, but by following the Lifestyles Unlimited map, what we do is we take a lot of the risk out of real estate investing. We apply certain techniques and tips and techniques that eliminate the risk for us, okay? Risk doesn't always 100% go away, but we get closer to zero than a lot of people do. And your mentor is there to help you do that. So one of the other things you need to do when you're trying to find a real estate investment mentor is when you're looking for that mentor, you want to make sure you find someone who is respectful to you as you are to them. You don't want somebody talking down to you. You don't need that. What you need is somebody who will convey the information you're looking for and actually who will develop a friendship with you, because that's really what happens. That's kind of the way it works out. All the mentors that I've utilized through Lifestyles Unlimited, guess what? Yeah, they're friends. They're all friends. Yeah, it's a good thing. It is a good thing. But last but not least, you and your real estate investment mentor should have the same goals in mind. Your goals should be one, okay? So in other words, don't find a real estate investing mentor that is interested in helping people transition from, say, 50 to 80 unit apartment complexes up to 200 to 300 unit apartment complexes if you are focused on single family. Okay, that's not a unified goal. That's not going to work. That's going to cause problems for you. So if you are focused on single family, and let's say you've got a dozen single family properties right now, and you want to double that number. You want to double that number within the next 3 years. Okay, that's reasonable. That's obtainable. It's specific. Yeah, you can do that. But when you pick your mentor, find somebody who's done that. Find somebody who's gone down that road, who's gone down that journey before you, because that's the person you want advising you. You want somebody who's actually been there, done that, telling you, yeah, you know what? The first 12, this is the way I did it. Yeah, how did it go for you? Well, I went this way for me. You can share those experiences with each other because you've both been there, done that. And then they can share the experience of the next part of your journey by telling you things that they experienced along the way. Some of those things are going to be positive. Some of those things are going to be negative. But you need to hear all of it because it will help you as you navigate the path, the map to the next 12 units. So this is why I think education goal setting and mentors are so important, because in education, you learn the things that you need to understand, that you need to conceptualize so that you can set goals that are smart, they're specific, they're measurable, they're timely, they're reasonable. You know where I'm going with all of that. I missed the A. Sorry, my brain just went dead on me again. But you've got to have mentors there assisting you, and you've got to have the right mentors. So we're getting ready to go to the break. And when we come back, I'm going to try and get my networking and sharing info thoughts together and my giving back thoughts together so that you can complete the package. But what I want to mention to you now is that we have a little thing that's called a case study. And normally our case studies are live events. We have three of our different members come up on stage and they talk about deals that they've done. And the neatest part of it is this: they show you all the financial information so that you can, you know, see that this stuff actually works. Well, we're going to do a virtual case study on April 16th, and I'd like you to be my guest. If you would like to be a guest and you want the information on how to get connected, send me an email at askal@luinc.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the show. As always, we're here working on your financial freedom. We're doing so today by talking about some of the core competencies that you need to have in your toolkit so that as you become a successful real estate investor, or if you're already a successful real estate investor and you're looking to get to the next level, these are things we think you need to have. We think you need to have a quality education and not just some fly-by-night company that is going to put some books and tapes and CDs together and sell you a package. And then a couple of years later, you know, where are they? They're gone. They're in the dust. And all you're left with is a bunch of unanswered questions. We think you need to do very specific goal setting. You need to learn the SMART method. I'll tell you what, if you didn't pick up what the SMART method was today, you can do a search on the internet. Everybody is talking about the SMART method when it comes to goal setting. So there's nothing new there. And I guess that's a good segue into my next comment. Everything we talk about on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show or on the Del Walmsley Radio Show, There's nothing new. None of this is some great secret that we know about that, you know, we're keeping hidden from you. That's not what we're doing. What we're trying to do is we're trying to share information with you. Now, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes it's difficult doing it through the radio because sometimes it's one-sided. Sometimes you guys call in, we have a conversation. Many times you guys email me at askal@luinc.com. We have a conversation that way. But one of the things that we wind up doing when we do these things is called networking and sharing of information. And that's what we're doing. When Dell's on the radio doing his radio show, when Mike Harrison and Andy Webb are on this radio show doing their versions of it, and when I'm doing my version of it, we're actually sharing information with you. It's a form of networking. We're trying to reach out to you. We're trying to communicate to you that there is a better way to achieve the goals that you've always wanted to achieve. I mean, I'll be honest with you. When I was a little kid, I think I was 7 years old or something like that. Somebody asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I said, I want to be a millionaire. And they thought, oh, that's cute. That's adorable. You want to be a millionaire? That's fine. Especially when they realized that I came from a lower income household. I mean, I'll be honest with you. We were just like two steps above poverty. My dad's basic goals and objectives were to keep food on the table, keep clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. And if he felt he did that, he felt he was successful. And anything else was basically gravy. Yeah. And I love my dad. Don't get me wrong, but that's the way we lived. We had to live that way because that's, you know, he only made a certain amount of money and it is what it is. I don't know how I got on this random track. I guess it's really I'm on this random track to convey to you that I'm just like you. Okay, I am just like you. I wanted to be a millionaire when I was 7 years old, but I had no idea how to do it. So you know what I figured out when I was 7 years old? I would save all my money. I would save all my pennies. I would save my way to retirement. And you know what? And when I got into the military and I started saving some money, I wound up with a financial planner. Yeah. And I started saving my money again in IRAs. Yeah. Yeah. See, that savings method continued for me for a good period of time. And, you know, somewhere around 2000, 2001, when the stock market, you know, had some hiccups, I was very concerned about that because I got damaged a little bit by that. And then in 2008, 2009, when the market just really took a dump, I had to get out of the market completely. See, my goal and objective that I had set when I was a young kid was false because I used bad data. I thought I could save my way to retirement. Can't do it. You cannot save your way to retirement. You have to invest properly, especially if you start with bazillions of dollars. Okay, you're probably going to be okay. All right. You probably have somebody that's advising you, teaching you. It's probably your parents, okay, that are showing you the way to approach this. But for the rest of us, especially like guys like me that came from parents with meager existences, no, there was nobody there to tell me how to become a millionaire. You know, it took me listening to this radio show about 2.5, almost 3 years ago that it got my attention. And I'd gone and I'd listened to some of the other quote unquote gurus or speakers out there. And, you know, I found their material imperfect. The way they were networking with me was not working. But then when I came into Lifestyles Unlimited and I actually got to experience networking, real live networking, and not for the benefit of somebody trying to make a sale, but networking from the standpoint of somebody trying to make real connections with other people, I was hooked. I really was. And I'll tell you what, I mentioned in the last segment that we do a case study. We tend to do like either three or four case studies a month, and we hold them in our different offices. Well, with what's going on in the world right now with the COVID virus, we are not opening our offices up to anyone, okay? I think we have maybe a skeleton crew of people from our company that actually go in because everybody else is working from home. We're all telecommuting. Heck, we've been doing that for quite a while in our company. So it's kind of business as usual. But at the end of the day, we're going to have a case study and we're going to have a virtual case study. Now, case studies are normally members only events. Okay. But it is the only members only event that we have that members may invite guests to. That's right. So what I'm doing now is I'm networking with you. I'm telling you, you need to check this out. You really need to see the inside scoop of what we do. Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to do this. If you want to be a part of our virtual case study, it's going to be on April 16th. Now, April 16th is a very important day. It's my birthday. Okay, so that's why April 16th is important to me. Probably not to you, but it should be important to you because that's the opportunity I'm giving you to be a part of our virtual case study. You get to be a part of everything that we do. You get to see three of our members come up on stage and talk about deals that they're going to do. I understand we're going to have one of our members from Austin talking about a single family property. We're going to have another person from San Antonio talking about another single family property. And then we're going to have a multifamily investor from Dallas talking about their property. And they're going to tell you what they did to find the property, what they did to acquire the property, what they had to do for remediation of the property, if any. Some properties you don't really need to do any work to. They're basically ready to go. They were just, you know, in a bad situation somehow, and you were able to remedy that. And they talk about all that stuff too. They're going to show you the numbers. They're going to open their books up and they're going to show you the numbers. They're going to show you the returns. They're going to show you what these properties have done for you. And you're going to be able to ask questions through an interactive chat. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, there's even an opportunity to become a member during the case study, and we're offering a very incredible deal. But you've got to be at the case study to even hear about the deal. So if you want to be a part of that case study, I would love to invite you. As a matter of fact, it's an open invitation. Now, how do you get the information? How do you get registered for the case study? Well, you're going to have to send me an email, because I've got to put you on the guest list. So what you're going to do is send me an email to askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. When I get those emails, I'll let you know that I got the email, and then I will forward it to the smart people in the company that will make sure that you get registered as my guest for the event. And they'll send you, I guess they send you an email with all the instructions on how to get logged on, et cetera. So the key thing for you is this. This thing is going to happen April 16th, rain or shine. It's going to run from 6 p.m. until about 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay. Actually, are we on Standard Time or we're on Daylight Savings Time? Whatever it is, it's going to be 6 to 9 p.m. Central Time. So if you're on the East Coast, it's going to be from 7 to 10. If you're on the West Coast, it's going to be from about 4 to 7. So plan accordingly. I know a lot of you have a lot of, you know, extra time on your hands, and you're probably looking for a reason to maybe, you know, isolate yourself for a couple hours from the family. Well, I don't think that's a good idea. Actually, I think you should bring the family in and let them watch and experience the whole thing, because you know what? They're my guests too. So do it as a family. Check it all out as a family. It's going to make a difference in your life. And that brings me to the last comment that I wanted to make, which is the comment of giving back. See, what we're doing at Lifestyles Unlimited is really a form of giving back. We are taking a map that Del Walmsley put together almost 30 years ago, and we are sharing it. It was shared with me, and I want to share it with you because I know it's going to make a difference in your life. I'm also giving back by doing things in my community, like a random act of kindness for a neighbor, or, you know, participating in fundraising and charity events, or helping somebody in need. There's a lot of those people out there. So giving back is a wonderful component of what we do because I've essentially retired myself. I do have time on my hands, and I love the time that's on my hands because you know what? That's the time I want on your hands. I want you to experience what I'm experiencing. So send me an email at askal@luinc.com. Let's get you registered for case study, because remember, it's not about the money, but it's all about the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.